All right, you guys ready? You ready?
A few hundred eager volunteers are spending the next 10 days along America Street in New Orleans East. They're putting up new single-family homes in lots vacant since Hurricanes Katrina and Rita flooded this neighborhood. New Orleanian Dan Cahoon helped build some Habitat homes back in 2008 in this same community. He says it's a mixed feeling to see this neighborhood still marked with blight.
I'm kind of disturbed to see how little has been done that hasn't been done by our affiliate out here.
Many parts of New Orleans East have seen as much as a 30% increase in population over the past 5 years. People are moving back and relocating to this part of the city. 23-year-old Clarence Holmes grew up on America Street. He sits under the awning of a blighted home for shade. The boarded-up structure is where his grandmother lived, she's now deceased, and where he partially grew up. He watches volunteers hauling wood to build a new house across the street, and he remembers what the same scene looked like 10 years ago.
Dirt and mud all over the concrete. It had to be cleaned and scrubbed. I don't know how the concrete looked normal now, but they had buku dirt and mud over everything. Everything. Water lines on all the houses. Yeah, it was a scary sight, bro. I came back inside his house and I was shocked.
Holmes says 10 years ago, he saw a city that needed help. He says he's happy to see people still interested in answering that call. For WWNO, I'm Jesse Hardman.